April is Earth Month, and if there's one thing I've learned, it's that quality is sustainability. Think about it. When you invest in well-made, durable products, you're not just buying something that lasts longer, but you're reducing the need for constant replacements. That's why I am happy to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Zabe Cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
It is Thursday afternoon prior to the NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and you are looking live at El Baldo doing a solo podcast right now in my car before I head out to the mass of people who will be standing around, thankfully not in the rain, but it's not going to be warm either, to watch a bunch of names, some of whom you know, get announced by the commissioner, and then these players, some of whom get picked, come up to the stage and get a big old bro hug from the commissioner. That's right. It is draft night, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to give it maybe 15 picks live and in person. Then I'm going to ale theory the draft and come and watch the back half of the first round in our rented house in front of the 82-inch high-definition TV that will have all of the commentary, all the highlight packages, all the extra information on possible trades during the first round that I would not get otherwise standing out there amongst the masses. I know. You're like, boo. Once in a lifetime, say, be there. I wish I was there. I'd get hammered. I'd party. It'd be fun. Yeah? It'd be fun if you could wake up at, say, 8 o'clock or 8:30. The next day, and then not have to speak, much less coherently, until, say, 10, and then get yourself a cup of coffee and just kind of rub your temples and go, ah, That was fun last night, wasn't it? Yeah, that was fun. And if you were there with your besties, with your bros, with your dudes, with your gals. Oh, yes, there's a lot of women that like coming to the NFL draft. I get it. On the one hand, it's dumb. Just purely analytically, you're standing around waiting for nothing to happen. On the other hand, seeing all the jerseys of every team represented here in and around the streets of Green Bay, I get it now in that this is essentially the league's, this is the one game a year in which all 32 teams play. That's what it feels like. Feels like a pregame situation for the entire league. And that's kind of cool if you think about it, because there are fans from every team represented. And people just want to be close to the NFL. They want to touch it. They want to feel it. They want to root for it. They want to be with other people. As I mentioned earlier this week, fandom in sports, especially the NFL, is very tribal. And so therefore you want to be with your tribe whenever possible. And people in America like going to events. And any events that are colorful, that are high profile like the draft is, that they can then brag to their friends or post on social media, hey, I went up to the draft and it was great. It's going to be an attractive thing. Did you hear the car starting right there? Sorry, I had to start it because I realized quickly, if I don't get some AC going in here for the next 30 minutes, I'm not going to survive. Okay, let's get to some stuff. On the draft front, I forgot to play a couple pieces of audio in my week run-up to the draft that I had not yet played, including maybe the best piece of audio, which was done by a young guy who's, I guess, a comedian who goes by Lil Sasquatch. And he did this incredible spoof video. It's only a minute long, in which he imagined what would it be like if you, sitting at home on the couch, suddenly got drafted in the NFL without even knowing it.
Did I just get fucking drafted? Dude, where the fuck did they get this? Did I just get fucking drafted in this video? That's like 10 minutes ago. Did I just get drafted?
Are you moving to Detroit?
I don't know.
How did they get the picture of our apartment?
Dude, what am I going to tell my fucking... Oh, fuck. What am I going to tell my mom?
Phone's ringing.
Dude, how are you going to pay rent?
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a call.
Hey. Yeah, hey coach, how's it going? Yeah. No, yeah, I didn't see it coming. I'll be honest with you. Delighted.
No, mom, I don't want to go to the NFL. I don't know how this happened. I don't want to go to the NFL. I don't want... Dude, get the fuck out of here.
That is so good. You may have seen the meme of a guy in a drab green sweatshirt that says, son of a boy dad, pointing at himself with a Corona in his hand with an expression of, who, me? It's one of the great single photo memes out there on the internet, and this is what it is from. And I'll make sure to repost it on my Twitter feed so you can see it if you don't find it yourself. But what a brilliant concept to start with. What if the average schlub got drafted just watching the NFL draft? How would that look and feel like? And then he was able to capture it in a way that looked as close to authentic as possible, with a very good, you know, voice dub over of, and the Lions select Lil Sasquatch. And little wrinkles such as the footage of him in the same sweatshirt with the same beer, but just walking around his apartment, and his honest reaction, like, wait, where the fuck do you think? Did I get drafted? Where the fuck did they get this footage from?
Did I just get fucking drafted?
Doesn't look like he's played a lick of sports.
Dude, where the fuck did they get this? Did I just get fucking drafted in this video? That's like 10 minutes ago. Did I just get drafted?
Are you moving to Detroit?
I don't know.
How did they get the picture of our apartment?
Dude, what am I going to tell my fucking... Oh, fuck.
And the way he takes the call from the coach... He nervously looks at his phone, picks it up, starts listening. Yeah, coach? He comes to his feet. He then unplugs the phone so he can walk around with it. It's just brilliant. I love it so much. And I love the very premise of son of a boy dad, because if you know the way that this sort of humble flex goes, there's a such thing as a girl dad, which I technically am one, but I never call myself that or would call myself that, because it's like, I'm special. I am a father and I have girls. Well, good for you. You're supposed to raise them with as much heart and responsibility as you are boys as well. So there's no such thing as a boy dad as a concept, as a social flex. But he took it to the next level with these shirts that he made, which is son of a boy dad. So he's not even bragging that he is himself a boy dad. He's just, it says in small letters, son of a boy dad. Oh, that is a good one. The other piece of audio that I also said, holy shit, how come I did not play this earlier, is the piece of audio that made Mel Kiper's entire career. And Mel Kiper recently was nominated to go into, I believe, some Hall of Fame. It might be the media wing of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. But I had forgotten about the infamous Indianapolis Colts, Bill Tobin, who the hell is Mel Kiper rant. And this is the full 2 minutes and 18 seconds. This was, A, Mel being entirely correct. The Colts were fucking up the draft. They did need a quarterback. Dilfer turned out to be a Super Bowl winner, but only with a lights-out defense in Baltimore. Otherwise, a bit of a disappointment. But still, Kiper stood his ground, and then Bill Tobin showed his whole ass, as the kids would say, trying to plead with ESPN and Chris Mortensen, super sky point to him. He died, right? Let me look that one up. I get this mixed up. I'm pretty sure he did. Yes, he did. Mel Kiper did. I'm sorry. Mel Kiper's alive, but the reporter, Chris Mortensen, is no longer with us. And oh, by the way, it was the sparse attendance of ESPN personalities that went to the memorial for Mort that prompted Adrian Wojnarowski to say, you know what, this $5 million a year, or maybe it was more, job breaking all these NBA stories that I do, you can have it because life is short, and I saw nobody gives a shit, even at ESPN. Okay, I digress. So here was the infamous exchange between Mel Kiper Jr. and then Colts GM Bill Tobin.
You got a problem with this move? I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback. There were two out there. They have a chance at two. They don't take them. They end up coming back into the picture to get Trent Dilfer. They take an outside linebacker, not even a true outside linebacker. Somebody has to learn coverage in Trev Alberts. They have Coriat. They have Harad. They do have a hole that developed with the release of Dwayne Bickett. But to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh, give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Well, Bill Tobin, obviously, not going out to dinner tonight.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you, I'm secure in my position. Obviously, Bill Tobin is not very secure in his position to have a response like
me,
that. It's a mistake. You cannot go with Jim Harbaugh and pass up Trent Dilfer. Forget it. That's why the Colts are the laughing stock of the league year in and year out.
How about that? That helped make Mel Kiper's career. And he wasn't wrong. Great piece of audio from way back in the day. Some other draft day nuggets and audio and whatnot. First of all, it's just a latte, people. Calm down. Mike Greenberg of ESPN, a.k.a. Greeny, got things started on his first day here in Green Bay by saying the following on Twitter as he sat in a little cafe booth with Booger McFarland, his colleague, saying, "Breakfast in Green Bay, I asked if they could make an almond milk latte. Booger hasn't stopped laughing." The predictable and knee-jerk response of many Green Bay and Wisconsin natives is, "Oh, big, smug, fancy East Coast type." And they went at Greeny pretty hard. In fact, here's some of the responses. Peter Bukowski, who actually lives in New York but covers the Packers, says most diners in New York City would tell you to get lost asking for a regular latte, much less an almond milk latte. Others responded with Google Maps of all the Starbucks that are in Green Bay proper. One here, one here, one there. There was great umbrage by some to think that, oh, this is how the media is going to paint us as some podunk hick town that's got nothing going on. Green Bay is a town that is like a decent-sized small town. And I guess you would judge it by the big box stores it has. Does it have a Best Buy? Yes. Am I banned from buying things there because of my return policy? Yes, I am. They've got stuff here. They've got a Dave and Buster's here in Green Bay. They got bowling alleys here in Green Bay. They have a lot of businesses that are industrial in nature or tied to oil production and energy production. They have a lot of healthcare services in the Green Bay area, as well as Appleton as well. So, yeah, it's not some rube small town, and people are quite proud of it. And so any sort of shade they discern from out-of-towners is not well-liked. That brings us to first-round prospect Ashton Jeanty out of Boise, Idaho. Here's what he said about Green Bay.
Calm place, not much to do here. Nice big football stadium right by the suburbs. So.
Boy, that is really low. I apologize for that. He says, not much to do here, quote unquote. Ross Uglum says, my dog, you played Mountain West college ball based out of Boise, Idaho. Then there's this from Cam Ward, the expected 1-1 tonight as I get ready to head out to the draft. Cam Ward was asked, like all these guys are asked, so what do you think of Green Bay? Part of it is the media just asks dumb, repetitive, non-nutritious questions like, what do you think of Green Bay? Well, what are they supposed to say? Here is Cam Ward. Let's see if this highlight is a little bit louder.
See where we at, man. We in Green Bay. Ain't nothing to do here but get drafted. So we gonna get drafted. Most of y'all know where we finna be at. Probably Nashville. Probably New York. So we gonna see. But man, if I have some advice for y'all, bring your jackets to Green Bay. It ain't to do here, and it's cold as shit too. So I'm out.
Okay, it's cold as shit. It is right now 58 degrees, cloudy, light winds, no sun, and it does not feel warm. It could be a whole hell of a lot worse for late April. I think they mostly lucked out. Friday is scheduled to be one of those shit days. It's going to be a rainy day pretty much all day long. So if you're coming up tomorrow to be at the draft and be outside, good luck to you. It could really be a test of will. Again, it's all, well, what do you want them to say? It's not New York City. It's not Miami. It's not L.A. Let's not get crazy. Greeny, by the way, the next day took a photo at another breakfast place, tweeting, still no latte, but the best breakfast in Green Bay and the friendliest folks you'll ever meet. Hashtag the pancake place. Well, I'm glad Greeny got some pancakes, probably oat pancakes, with very small amounts of syrup on them. But the whole latte thing, everyone calm down. Two last pieces of draft-related audio. Remember when the Vikings were licking their chops at the prospect of taking LSU's Justin Jefferson with, I want to say, the 23rd, 24th pick, something like that?
and the Eagles were picking right ahead of them, and they too were looking for a wide receiver, and they end up taking Jalen Reagor, who turned out to be a huge bust, whereas Justin Jefferson is one of the handful of unicorn wide receivers in the NFL. They had Zoom cameras running because this was, I believe, the pandemic draft, and as soon as the pick came in from the Eagles, the entire Viking front office and coaching staff was over the moon.
All right, pick is in. We're on the clock. Jalen Reagor, wide receiver, TCU to the Eagles.
Let's go get him.
Yeah. Hey, Pat.
I'm on it.
Nice.
Get Justin Jefferson on the clock right now.
I'm on it.
Wow.
That's good stuff right there. I like that inside stuff. This is what the draft will give us. It will give us interesting Easter eggs to talk about. Diana Rossini, now of The Athletic, which I thought I subscribed to, but then I found out, nope, I canceled that a while ago. But don't worry, they gave me a great offer to resubscribe. $1 a month for 8 months. And even then, it only jumps up after that to something entirely reasonable, like, I don't know, $35 a year, like $3 a month. They have got to be losing their shirt at the New York Times on this Athletic deal. I don't know how they employ anybody, but Rossini was a pretty big hire for them, and she went on Dan Le Batard to talk about how her mom, who's a classic Italian mom who loves her daughter, sometimes just doesn't get it.
Hear what your soundtrack is. You're swinging the swing set. You're clearly talking to Doug Peterson, and you are not mothering the way you should.
God, I hope I'm not talking to Doug. I would love to talk to Doug Peterson, but Doug's not going to help me right now.
All right, you're talking to Ken Wisenhut.
So this is, she's queen of this. There's like a very universal language in my house that the phone's on my ear. It's probably business. Like, I'm not just on the phone with Cassidy Hubberth, right? Like, we're busy. So she'll go, Diana, the boys are hungry. Does Joey want a hot dog? Oh, yeah. You're on the phone. Who are you on the phone with? Who are you talking? Are you done? Do you want me to do the hot dog? Mom, just give me breaking news. What happened? What happened? Should I tell your father? Are you on the fan? Are you on the fan right now? Did Mike Greenberg call you yet? Are you ever going to go back to ESPN? People think it's so weird you're a writer now. All those years on TV? All those years? And now you write? Who reads that? Why did you take a job at The Atlantic? Mom, I work at The Athletic. What? You're on YouTube? Daddy says you're doing a live show on the draft. Rick, is it Channel 7? You know those girls on Eyewitness News? They look good. Their mothers. They look good, though.
Diana Rossini. That's funny as shit right there. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process, or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Club Shay Shay is closed. Not sure when it'll reopen, if ever, on ESPN. The podcast Club Shay Shay, the real Club Shay Shay, well, we'll see about that. Fast-breaking events on this story in which now Shannon Sharpe's realized, I can't just go back on ESPN with all this going on and start talking about the Lakers, and the NBA playoffs, and the NFL draft, and pretend like, yeah, no, this is all just... this is a setup. This is going to get sorted out by my lawyers. Don't worry about it. He's stepping aside. And he put out a statement, which clearly was written by his PR team, which is I'm fine with, but he took a screenshot of it and then posted the screenshot instead of at least pecking out or copying and pasting his I'm stepping aside. He says he plans to be back sometime around the start of training camp before the NFL season. That's his plan. ESPN's plan, I'm sure, is a lot different. Once you go off like this and you go dark to, quote, work on some things and issues, you almost never come back. And I can understand why. ESPN has to be thinking, okay, let's just say every single thing that Shannon is saying is correct and that the videos and audio that's been released so far has been heavily edited or manipulated. And let's say that this woman accusing him of these horrible things has her own pile of skeletons in the closet. Even if all that, how do we know this is the last of it? How do we know that, okay, now we're good with Shannon Sharpe going forward so we don't have to worry about any further issues? There's apparently other stuff coming out now about his time at FS1 and settlements that had to be made to fellow employees over physical incidents, several hundred thousand dollar settlements. Also, there's the larger issue of, okay, you're fucking 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds, meeting them, pursuing them when they're 19, which is when he first met this woman. Only fan model or not, for a 55-year-old man, that's kind of weird. In fact, that's really weird. It's pretty sick, to be honest. And yes, it's, well, I'd say Belichick's girlfriend is a touch more mature at 24, and she's not an OnlyFans model. But it's still also disgusting, the age gap between the two of them.
It's debaucherous. It's wrong. It should be condemned. People should judge them for that. And anyone that says, well, you don't know. Could be love. Bullshit. Anyhow, here's Jason Whitlock talking about it. And he makes a pretty good point about how you can kill me, the messenger, but I've been saying this stuff for a while.
Shannon Sharp and Kobe Bryant, and will talk horribly about me. When the doo-doo hits the fan, oh, they get brand new on Shannon Sharp. His name, the guy that got brand new on Shannon Sharp, Charlamagne the Fraud.
I have no idea why a 54-year-old man is dating a 19, 20-year-old. I know y'all like to be out here bragging about smashing these young things, but that's not a flex to me. You 54 years old. You should be laid up with your wife and kids, taking your cholesterol medicine, minding your damn business.
Charlamagne's talking good sense here. 54-year-old man chasing a 19-year-old at the gym. Putting himself in position to even make this type of mistake. Charlamagne sounds just like me in this show. And y'all know how Charlamagne feels about me. I'm an idiot. I'm a sellout. How dare I criticize Colin Kaepernick, who destroyed his NFL career, who 8, 9, 10 years later said, I'm working out. I still want to play. And I was like, hey, dummy, idiot, get up off your knees. Tell that Egyptian white woman who's controlling you to play her role. Quit taking a dump on the white parents who saved your life and took you in when your white mama and your likely Middle Eastern daddy, who you are calling black, when they didn't want you. When I was telling Colin Kaepernick the truth, everybody was taking a dump on me. Y'all were all on that BLM BS. I'm trying to tell the man how to salvage his career and do what he actually has a passion for and is qualified for, playing football. Y'all wanted him as some useful idiot symbol who is now miserable and has thrown away his football career and is now some blowout afro idiot symbol.
Now, I don't know if Colin Kaepernick is truly miserable that he did flush what could have been at least another good 5, 6, 7 years of football down the drain. I don't know that for sure. I don't think Whitlock does either. But, man, NFL careers are precious things. And they're good things. When you're talented like Kaepernick was, it's a good thing to pursue. And they don't last forever. And they should not be thrown away so casually. Or for misguided purposes. Same thing for Shannon Sharp. He may say, well, I still got my podcast and I can't get fired from my own podcast and it'll still be successful, maybe more so because I'm now very notorious, providing he either settles finally or escapes these civil allegations against him. But why? Why throw it all away? I mean, come on now. Somebody also pointed that Cat Williams, right to Shannon Sharp's face, warned him about black men like him dating white women. Right to Shannon Sharp's face in a podcast.
Get with a white woman because I was scared. She might have me running down the street like Jonathan
Majors. There you go, become a whole cat.
Not because I didn't like white women. I think white women are as great as any other women. But I'm not going to act like I'm not scared of them. I have a reason to be scared. You could be Kang the Conqueror, and they could take your rabbit ass down in 2 weekends.
Take your rabbit ass down in 2 weekends.
I have a reason to be scared. You could be Kang the Conqueror, and they could take your rabbit ass down in 2 weekends.
Why would it be harder for a black OnlyFans 19, 20-year-old to take down a career? I don't exactly know, but I do know that the racial angle of it does create a further problem for some personalities. How far would you say it's okay to claim something is, quote, only X miles away? This was a random, had never before thought of this until this morning, debate between me and Brian Butch, my co-host on 97.3 The Game. He said it's only 40 minutes away from our house here in Green Bay to his home in Appleton. It's only 40 minutes. I go, that's not an only, bro. That's a long drive. What do you mean, he said? I go, you can say it's about 40. You can't say it's only 40. My line on only is 20 miles. Or excuse me, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. You can say it's only 20 minutes away. Anything over, it's not an only. It's a significant chunk of your time. Now, some people have no problem thinking that, oh, that's not a big deal at all. It depends on, of course, where you live and how much you drive. A follow-up would be, and this is where I'd like to hear your thoughts on, what do you call only when it comes to being far away from something? It's only 10 minutes, only 20, only 30, only 40, only an hour. I think that's even hard to say it's only an hour. An hour is an hour. The wonderful Twitter feed, Midwest versus Everybody, at Midwestern_Ope, says, why would I fly, quote unquote, goes up to 14 hours as a common practice in the Midwest. Why would I fly to Atlanta, Georgia? It's only 14 hours. Why would I fly? My tolerance for driving anywhere for vacation or whatnot is about 6. That's about it. Anything else? Oh, yeah, you're damn right. I'm going to orbitz.com and I'm looking up what it's going to cost me. Charles Barkley is getting paid a lot of money, to be honest, as he wants to be about anything and everything. And a lot of times he just spews gibberish, but sometimes he gets right over the target and he starts carpet bombing it, and it's glorious. So the NBA, in its infinite idiotic wisdom, or in an attempt to further bolster people's awareness of or carriage of the NBA TV channel, has buried the best series right now in the first round for their next game on where? NBA TV.
Thursday, okay. All right. So,
3 more games.
Knicks and Pistons.
Oh, are y'all serious right now?
Grizzlies.
Are y'all serious right now?
That's crazy.
Nuggets, y'all got the Clippers, the best NBA series TV. Going on NBA TV come instead on, of man. Here.
Wow.
Come on, Kenny.
Yeah, that's
come
that's,
on, Kenny.
That's different.
Come
that
on,
is,
man.
That is different.
That who is made different. That decision?
Oh, my.
They had two. They've had the two best games by far, and wow. We ain't gonna be there. Come on, man.
Nuggets.
Let's make a trade.
Who made that decision? Fiorello.
Oh, make a trade that Thunder in that Nuggets game.
Wow.
I'm with you, Chuck.
Hey, think about it. We're going to show the game where the team's lost by 75 points.
In 2 games.
In 2 games. Instead of teams.
No exaggeration.
And a barn burner.
Barn burner.
I knew you'd be fond of that scheduling for Thursday night. To watch that series.
Well, yeah, go to another network and watch it then.
In the words
it must have been
Joker.
A pleasure.
And
do we get NBA TV in
yeah, you get
room?
NBA TV in here. Yes, you do.
They didn't pay for that.
No, it's across the street.
They didn't pay for that.
The guy walk out these doors and turn left. It's right over there.
The guy said, that's been, if you don't like this, it's been a great series, but we got to go somewhere else and watch it tomorrow.
We don't.
Well, we don't, but the fans do. Come on, man.
That's if it's not blacked out. Oh, by the way. Many Cavaliers fans seethingly pissed because they don't live in Cleveland, but they subscribe to YouTube TV and or other services that would normally get the game, and it was blocked out in protection of FanDuel in Cleveland. I mean, the NBA's just got to stop this. It's ridiculous.
Whoever made that decision is stupid.
Okay, they're again, that game will be on NBA TV.
Ernie, trying to be the good soldier.
Come on, man. You're scheduling these games. You're like, no, you know what? That other two games been great. Great basketball, like the Joker said. Let's go show the game where the team got beat by 75.
But the schedule was out before any games were played.
But we knew that was going to be a good series. We knew that was going to be a great series.
We did.
I got a word for you, Ernie. Reschedule.
It's only a half hour difference.
That's great. I got a word for you, Ernie. Reschedule. Lastly, they say never meet your heroes. I wouldn't say Kyle Brandt. of Good Morning Football, NFL Network, is a hero of mine. He's just a dude in the industry who I've always said, God damn, he is talented and gets it and a great writer and is seemingly very down to earth for being a guy making a nice living on TV, good looking fella. I'm comfortable enough to say that, happily married with kids, but it's kind of rare. But I've always liked his stuff, and I know that there's a bit of a tangential connection I have with him because he worked for Jim Rome, fellow gaucho, UC Santa Barbara, as his producer and sort of writer as he was trying to make it in Hollywood. And he would listen to my show with Scott and Solly on XM Radio on his commute at 0:30 in the morning from Irvine, California, down to the studios in, I guess, Burbank or L.A., wherever they were for SiriusXM. I think they were in Westwood. I think that's where. Either way, my point is, for a while now, several years, whenever I've seen something from Kyle Brandt that's really good, and he does a lot of good stuff like these pre-produced features where they tape him. Like, he did one outrageous feature where he pretended to be a fitness influencer trying to pump up a team. And they shot it in one fluid shot that was over 2 minutes long and went from several places, several locations, where it was a one-take shot, multiple cameras, probably six or seven cameramen. He had to remember all of his lines. He was picking up towels and putting down jackets and the whole deal. It was great, brilliant stuff. And the point he was making in reference to whatever team he was talking about, I've forgotten the team, was great. He also did, you can look this one up on the internet, he did a spoof of the infamous intervention scene in The Sopranos, in which Christopher got ambushed by everyone else in Tony Soprano and the extended mob family trying to get him to get his life together. And so Kyle wrote this piece in which he mimicked many of the lines, but in reference to the New York Jets, including a line about somebody with their hat wet on the sideline. And your hat was soaking wet, Furio. You were there, you were losing. It was a butt fumble, your hat was soaking wet. Disgusting. It's priceless stuff. So I said, you're going to be up in Green Bay for the draft, because I'll be there. I'd love to go and just give you a quick bro shake and maybe have a drink and say how much I appreciate your work. And he said, yeah, me too, the same. And so I hooked up with him today at the sixth floor restaurant of a very nice hotel. I wish I was staying in that hotel here in Green Bay. And it was great. And we chatted for a good 20, 30 minutes about Good Morning Football, the NFL, business life. And I didn't pull out any microphones whatsoever. He even offered. He said, do you want to do something? You want to do something for a podcast? I go, yeah, maybe we'll do 20 minutes. We'll do a quick little something about, you know, whatever. And then by the time I got there and I sat down, I didn't want to immediately pull stuff out and be some kind of clout chaser. Like, oh, I got Kyle Brandt. This would be great. Let's do a segment. Okay, here. I was just enjoying talking to him and shooting the shit. And that's when he told me, he goes, man, all the silly little segments you did, I loved them. Small school ass whippings of the week. Remember when? The way that you would rag on certain guys. At one point, this guy, Henry Waxman, who was a big politician in California, was going off about something in sports, and you said he, quote, looked like the mayor of Whoville, and I damn near had to pull the car off the road. I go, that was a good one. I don't even remember saying that. But yeah, Kyle just wanted to say hi and say that he appreciated listening to me on SiriusXM for his long commute working for Jim Rome back in the day, and I got to then put a bunch of quarters in his jukebox about NFL Network, Good Morning Football, the catastrophic decision to move the show out of New York and to L.A. It was, as was widely reported, a cost issue. The cost of the studio in New York City was, I don't know, somewhere near $1 million a year. That's $1 million. They have studios in L.A. at the SoFi Stadium. But, you know, as I said to Kyle, I go, you know, the problem is these people, the NFL owners and the accountants say, well, why don't we just have to do the show from out in L.A.? You cannot wake up talent in the middle of the night and get them to perform at 3 a.m. like you do on the East Coast with the East Coast rhythms of life. Also, these are people who have families. So, yeah, this is going to be bad. And Kyle said they tried to save it, said that Peter Schrager did what he could. He was has a good relationship with Woody Johnson, who obviously has the commissioner's ears, and tried to say, come on, man, It's just $1 million. $1 million is one penny in one seat cushion of the $25 billion National Football League. But they're like, nope, we're going to do it. And so that cost, you know, and of course, Kay Adams ended up leaving. And, you know, Schrager had to leave now because he's now working for ESPN. And who knows about Kyle? I don't worry about him having opportunities to do other stuff if and or when Good Morning Football ever ends. But as I told him to his face, I said, the thing about you guys, even back when it was the Fab Four of Kay Adams, you, Peter Schrager, and Toe Drag Swag, who's now gone on to CBS, I said, you guys developed your own personalities. You infuse the show with your own energy, but you never put yourself in front of the players or the teams or the league. The players, the teams, the leagues, they were always the stars and not you guys. You had a touch about you collectively. Nate Burleson, there's your Toe Drag Swag guy. That was a good show. It's still good. He says Jamie Erdahl's an absolute delight and a true pro's pro, and I hope the show stays on for as long as it can, and hope Kyle continues to have success. I know he will. He was all excited because tonight he's going to be in a Black Hawk helicopter with the Wisconsin National Guard filming a flyover. Says he's never been in a helicopter before. I go, son of a bitch, that sounds fun as hell and not just a little bit terrifying. So 20 minutes, couple Diet Cokes, a lot of good laughs about the business and how he came to know me and what I appreciate about what he does. Gave him a big bro hug and a hand clasp, and away I went. I was like, I'm going to go to lunch. I got a lunch with a colleague, and it was great to meet you. Never even got a photo, which I both kicked myself for, and I also kind of love, because it wasn't about getting a photo. And then you'd feel obligated to share the photo. Hey, look at me and Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football. We're bros, man. We're going to hang out together. I mean, we're not. We're just guys in the business that had never gotten to meet. And I got to meet him, which was cool. And I appreciate all the nice things he said about me and not trying to just, you know, send all that, you know, that back rubbing the other way. But, man, he's talented and he's really good and he's really grounded. And there are people like that in the business. And I do respect the hell out of all of them. All right. Well, look at this. Time has flown. I think I've given you a decent show from the car. Sorry about the low audio on some of the sound bites. I don't know how this laptop is behaving right now, but I'll try to boost them up in post-production. And again, thank you for the little wrinkle in the schedule, because the Subscribers Abecast was yesterday with Scott and Solly, and today is available to the public. And no, I don't have fresh react off of what happened in the draft. You're just going to have to wait until Monday, because that's the way the cookie crumbles. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend, rate and review. And if you want to subscribe for a mere $5 a month, even less if you buy it for a year at a time, cancel anytime you like. I'm not going to take your money. Thanks for listening. Have a great Friday. Enjoy the draft tonight. And we will see you next time.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag.